The owners' meetings in Orlando continue. Mike Wobschall joined by Mark Dominic, former general manager, but more importantly, a Minnesotan.
Yes.
You're one of us, Mark.
I am. Born in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Still have a lot of family in the area, and love to go up to 10,000 lakes anytime I can to go catch some walleye.
Awesome.
So you spent time with the Chiefs and with the Buccaneers. Now you're with Sirius NFL Radio, but you got a spot in your heart somewhere for the Vikings, right?
No. Growing up, I mean, that was one of those things. The whole family was kind of like, who you're rooting for. Because when we moved from Minnesota, we moved down to North Carolina, so there really wasn't a football team there. So the Minnesota ties stayed true. From Bud Grant going forward and having a chance to always follow that football team.
Yeah. Well, this is a fun time for you because you are on Sirius NFL Radio all the time talking about the business side of the league, right? And as a general manager, you had to deal with that. So when you're at the owners' meetings here, when Rick Spielman is here at the owners' meetings, he's a big football guy like you are, but here he's wearing a suit and what are they talking about? What's important here for a GM?
I think one of the things that Rick could be working on, not only just kind of tidying up like free agency and kind of talking to other clubs about any other players that you may have available, because that's one of the things you try to do here is like, okay, we've seen a lot of trades in the NFL over the last couple weeks, more than I think I can remember in a long time. So I think one of the things I would do here when I was here, or I'm sure Rick is doing, is grabbing each individual general manager going, is there anybody else that's on the block?
Okay.
Not because you're trying to actively trade something or trade away a draft pick, but just because you want to know what's going on in the league, because it helps you set the draft board in terms of like if – the Chicago Bears are talking about trading for a linebacker or they're offering up a linebacker. It gives you a sense of what's going on in their mindset in terms of where they're picking. Same thing with them around 30. Picking around 30, you're trying to figure out what's going on. So there's a lot of that table setting that's going on here to find out is there a move that you can still make from a player acquisition standpoint. But it's also just building that draft board to understand exactly what's going to happen to you.
Yeah.
You know, I think you bring up the draft and the board and all that. I think especially on defense for the Vikings, most of the starters and the contributors are coming back. There will be a couple of spots maybe on offense where you can plug some holes. But at 30, coming from 13-3, what's your mindset as the GM?
So my mindset would be for them is sometimes you can look at different positions, meaning this draft isn't deep at tight end. It's good in the interior offensive line, but instead of getting maybe the fourth or fifth best tackle, you might get the second best guard or the best, best tight end in the whole draft class. So you got to look at that, make sure you don't move them too far up the board. But I think the most important part is that fifth year option at pick 30, and what's the value of that? Because obviously teams are going to be behind you in the second round that may want to come up and get the fifth year option on a player specifically like a running back, since you guys, obviously have Delvin Cook, so he's such a good player. That somebody, another club, you've got to start to understand who has interest in pick 30. So it's more of being prepared to move back and find out what that value is of that pick. That's a critical part. And then really making sure you don't push your needs past where they are. We see so many times, I was guilty of it myself. I couldn't believe he was on the board, right?
Yeah.
That's because I loved him more than anybody else. That's why he was on the board, right? So you just got to be very careful not to get yourself set in that situation, especially when you're picking 30, because it's harder to kind of put the whole picture together. But I think making sure that you stay true to the evaluations and then think about the opportunity to trade back, because there's going to be somebody that's going to call.
Yeah.
Did you like the Kirk Cousins signing?
I did. Yeah. I love Kirk. I think he's an exceptional human being. When I was at the Bucks, I remember after the day of the draft, I went to the owners. I said, there's one player we would trade up for or give a next year's third for, and that was Kirk Cousins. And I didn't know he'd turn out to be as good as he was. I just thought as a quality backup and a person, he's a home run. So I think Minnesota will love Kirk Cousins.
Awesome. Thanks for your time, Mark. Appreciate it. Also, anyone out there rooting for Kansas, you're on his side too. Rock chalk, right? Kansas grad, right?
Kansas grad.
There you
got
go.
It.
Good luck this weekend with the game, man.
Thanks, man. Right. Appreciate it.